Good morning and welcome to City Matters right here on K1, the one you trust. We have got our crew here, all assembled here, Mike Bailey, Gary Lawrenson, and Micah Seemers. And gentlemen, welcome aboard.
Good morning. How you doing
morning.
Mass banditos here today.
That's true. That's true. There is no way to spread us out far enough, so we're going to have to mask up this morning.
Very good. What's happening? I think there might be some kind of an election tomorrow. I'm not sure.
There is, and we'll definitely spend a little time on that. We've got some election talk. We've got some project updates. And before we jumped into that, though, wanted to give everybody an update. More than likely, if you have a child in Bartlesville schools, you were notified of this. I think it was last Friday is when it went out. But Washington County has been elevated to what the state refers to as a moderate risk county. If you're going by their color code system, that would be orange. So we're basically in step three of the risk. And Micah thinks that's a good color. You got to watch out for these Cowboys. The state does this by measuring the number of new cases per day, average over a period of time, and then normalizing that to 100,000 per 100,000 people. And so for the orange, essentially, you have to be, I believe it's at 14.39. I don't know how they arrived at that number, but that's the number that they arrived at. We were updated on Friday. This is also in conjunction with a health advisory that was issued by the state. There was a request by the state that there was a couple of things that went in conjunction with arriving at this orange moderate risk category. And essentially what they're requesting is that over the next 4 weeks, and I think this started about a week ago, so essentially for the next 3 weeks, they're requesting that everyone in an orange or moderate risk county, that everyone ages 11 and up wear a face covering in public. There's certain exemptions to that, essentially dealing with eating or being in a private office and things of that nature. They request that restaurant staff wear face coverings, and there's a lot more info than this available, but that was the two highest points. And again, these are requests by the state, the Oklahoma Department of Health. For more info on that alert system and also on the state of Oklahoma and Washington County as far as coronavirus, you can go to coronavirus.health.ok.gov. There's a lot more information out there. I have some with me, but I won't bore everybody by reading flyers that were provided by the state. So if you'd like to know more, I would suggest going to that website. Couple of other things dealing with other governments. The federal government, as most people know by now, this is the year that we do our census. So they do a census every 10 years. This is the 2020 census. I think this is normally completed by April, probably by the end of April. They've pushed that deadline several times. It had a lot to do with the coronavirus. They weren't able to get out in the manner that they normally would have. So they've moved the deadline to September 30th. It really is important that everybody in Washington County participate in this. If for no other reason, this determines the allocation of federal funds to Washington County. And there is a certain formula that is used, and it determines how much that we will receive. This applies for roads and all kinds of other federal assistance. So. If for no other reason than just for dollars and cents coming from the federal government to assist our community, then you should participate in this. Everyone in Bartlesville should have received a paper census form. So those were all mailed to all of the addresses within Bartlesville. However, if you didn't get it or if you lost it, then you can go to www.my2020census.gov. So.
Is there like an age thing that you need to have, like all ages of the people in your house?
And talking about ages as well, I think we're celebrating a particular age here in the radio station.
Oh, there's a big
monumentous occasion.
I think there was a momentous occasion.
Yes, there was. Yeah.
If people are maybe 40, like Amity.
Yeah,
that maybe that would be that'd be a good age. But okay, of course, if you were younger than 40, not like Amity, she's 40 now.
Yeah,
But if you
so
were,
Amity's 40?
So I think Amity's 40. Okay. So, but
last
if you're
last I check, Amity Davidson was.
Amity Davidson was 40.
As of today.
And so if, yeah, but if we're if you're under 40, you should probably fill it out. If you're over 40, which Amity will be next year,
yeah,
then you should also figure it out. So I think did we hit the what was the over under was it five?
Exactly.
Did we get to five?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, Terry, you were wrong. See, I told you I could work in more times than five.
You did. You did.
Happy birthday, Amity. Yes, I think it does. I'm really not a finesse guy. I just kind of pushed that through.
Gave him an opening, and he came through like a steamroller. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the point here is happy birthday, Amity, and everybody fill
out
the
your
census. I think that pretty much covered it. So, Tom, before I turn this over to these guys for the rest of the show, we also do have one announcement on Nova Road. If you normally travel that, Nova Road between Price Road and Wayside will be closed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, Mike, I believe that's close to two-way traffic. So
it is. It's narrow enough that we can't
keep it open while they're working, so it'll be shut down.
So that entire stretch will be closed. That will be for an asphalt mill and overlay, I believe. Mm-hmm. It should reopen by the end of the week, weather
should
depending,
be, yeah,
of
they
course.
Should be able to get that done this week.
Okay. So expect disruptions. If you travel through there, we would suggest that you find an alternate route. If you do not, we will select one for you as you arrive. I promise you. You won't be allowed to go through there. So, but Tom, I appreciate you mentioned the election earlier. That is actually tomorrow. Of course, this is an election that was originally scheduled for April. April, right? Yeah.
Something got in the way.
That's something got in the way. Something's still kind of getting in the way, but this is an important election for the city of Bartlesville. The city has a couple of capital programs that have been going on, Terry, I'd say probably 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens that both of those came up for renewal at the same time. It doesn't normally work out mm-hmm. that way. Normally we're having an election for one or the other, but there is a general obligation bond and a capital improvement sales tax, and both of those will be up for election tomorrow at your regular polling place, right, Terry?
It is, yes. Yeah, so thanks, Mike. Just as you mentioned, these are two revenue streams the city utilizes for capital improvements. The first one is going to be the renewal of a general obligation bond. So this is a three-year term type of issue. It will generate just over $16 million, but state law requires for general obligation bonds that council specify 70% of the projects that are listed or that are part of each proposition, and that we have to group these projects together into a proposition, or which is an item that you will vote on. And so for this renewal, there will be four propositions or four questions for the voters to consider tomorrow. So they include public safety, buildings and equipment, streets, and parks are the four questions or propositions on the election for tomorrow. But I'll just go through briefly the 70% projects that council has identified for each one of these propositions. So on the public safety side, the first one is to upgrade the radio system. So this is basically a wholesale upgrade of the emergency communication system that is utilized by all the public safety departments within the city as well as within the county. So we provide dispatch for all the rural fire districts, the county, as well as police and fire. So this system is going to be well utilized by all those departments or all those entities, and is something that's is somewhat overdue. But it will be upgraded to a platform that's consistent or kind of the standard throughout the state. So while we have all the use and kind of the components to operate with it, it does have the ability so that other state agencies can communicate within it, and just helps keep everybody in a good channel of communication with the various local departments that are utilizing it. So that's one of the 70% projects on the first proposition. The second one is to replace a snorkel truck for the fire department, which is a 1975 truck, so it's well over 50 years old, well beyond its useful life. And so those are the two 70% projects in the first question on Proposition 1 for public safety. The second proposition on the general obligation bond is for buildings and equipment. There's three 70% projects. We have replacing the boiler and windows at City Hall. The windows are older than Amity. which is, they're 50 years old.
So say that fire truck I noticed is older.
Yeah, and the fire truck is older.
Fire truck is as well.
Yeah, so.
If we're using her as a threshold,
she's 40. I'd say.
40. So then we have, and then a boiler. We're looking to build another equipment shed at operations. And then at the library, we're going to replace the chiller skylight and repair the roof. All these things at the library are original to the construction, which was built in the early 90s. So they're well over 30 years old. They're right at 30 years old and need of repair. The third proposition is that for streets and bridges, this is going to be the largest of the four renewal propositions with general obligation. We're doing two bridge projects. One's going to be on Sunset over Butler Creek. The second is Tuxedo over the Caney River. Then we have Yale Drive, Delaware, Braddock, Crestland, Baylor, Wilshire, and Waverly, as well as Oakdale, as far as the 70% projects. And then the last one is going to be for the parks for the last proposition. So the 70% projects for parks are going to be enclosing the tennis courts there at Johnstone Park. So that's going to facilitate both tennis and pickleball, which pickleball is a fast-growing sport.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to light the south soccer fields at Robinwood Park. So these are the soccer fields located at the northeast corner of Frank Phillips and Silver Lake. We're going to convert two of the horseshoe pits at Sooner Park to basketball courts and a gaga ball pit. Build a shelter at Douglas Park, which is a regional park on the west side of town. Remodel the restrooms at Sooner Park as well as the ring access road. At Johnstone Park, we're going to redo the ring access road and parking, and then repave parking lots at Joanne Lowe and Lyon Park. And then the last 70% project is to sign and mark the payment for all the bicycle routes that are currently within the city of Bartlesville. And so overall, the general obligation bond is going to have, again, four questions, just over $16 million. So that's with the general obligation bond election. So then the other revenue stream that the city utilizes is the sales tax. Sales tax doesn't have the same restrictions as the general obligation bonds as far as identifying the 70% projects, but city council handles these projects in a similar fashion in that we identify the 70% projects that we put and advertise with the election. But for sales tax, this will generate just under $14 million. It's a five-year term for this renewal. And this will have just one question on the ballot. So in total, there'll be five questions, four for the bond election renewal and one for sales tax. We'll have the same four categories, public safety, buildings, streets, and parks. So the 70% projects that council has identified on public safety are to continue a vehicle replacement program for the police department and to equip those vehicles with the necessary sirens, light bars, and the various components that they utilize on a daily basis, to purchase body-worn cameras for all the officers. It purchases 10 a year over the five-year program. And so those are the 70% projects for the public safety side on sales tax. For the building category, we have two 70% projects, is to replace the vehicles in what we call the general fund. So this is parks, streets, engineering, community development, building maintenance. The average age of these vehicles is over 12 years old within these groups, and so they're really starting to see a lot of maintenance needs and such because of the age of the fleet. And so this will purchase seven vehicles or equipment a year for those departments. And then the last 70% project is to repair the roof at City Hall. The roof does leak. It's over 20 years old and in need of replacement. On the streets and bridges, again, this kind of like on sale, on the general obligation bond, is our largest category within this, within the sales tax. So we're going to continue the reconstruction and preventative maintenance of the various streets throughout town. So this is targeted not toward the streets that are the worst condition, but the streets that are kind of in a certain condition that they're starting to see some distress and some failures, so that it's a more inexpensive way to manage the streets that ends up having a cheaper way to manage it for the life of the pavement, and the pavement is in a better condition, so it's kind of a win-win. So the pavement's better over its life. It's not as expensive to manage the streets in this fashion. So those are the streets and bridge components within that category. And then on the last one for parks and rec, the 70% projects are downtown landscaping improvements. So this will finish out the downtown landscaping and will be done similar to what was done on 2nd and Dewey. If you've been downtown to see the landscape that has been done on those two streets. We'll continue to do Pathfinder Parkway maintenance and repair. With the storms that happened about a year and a half ago with the big flooding, we did have a lot of damage to the Pathfinder trail system, so this will facilitate the repair and maintenance of the trail in those location as well as others within the trail system. To replace the liner for Sooner Pool, to pave the parking lots at MJ Lee Lake and our tune off. So these are the two big gravel lots that MJ Lee Lake is the lake that's northeast of Lowe's, just right off of Adams, and then our tune off is off of Johnstone, just north of Tuxedo. And then the last two 70% projects are to redo the Oak Park basketball court. So this is an old tennis court that has basketball goals, so we're going to actually make this a bona fide basketball court. And then to pave the Douglas Park, which is parking lot, which is the regional park on the west side of town. So overall, for both the job obligation bond renewal and the sales tax renewal, the anticipated revenue will be over $30 million. The general obligation bond is a 3-year term. The sales tax is a 5-year term. The largest category is streets and bridges, which has historically been the case with our previous revenue streams as far as bonds and sales tax to facilitate the improvements to that necessary infrastructure there. So again, the election is on August the 25th. None of these all of these are renewals, so it won't result in a tax increase. And it's really the primary revenue streams the city utilizes to make improvements to all the various infrastructures that we have in town. So for the street projects that are ongoing that Micah will talk about, I'm sure, here in a little bit, the parks, public safety, building, this is really the main driver, the mainstream that we utilize to make improvements that the citizens and everybody uses on a daily basis. So if you have any questions or want to see all the projects, which council has identified all the projects for these various revenue streams, you can go to the city's website, cityofbartlesville.org. There's some FAQ links on that front page. And Kelly Williams has done a really good job in putting all the projects, a little bit of history and some of the information that went into why that project was identified or selected as a project to be funded with these initiatives. So a necessary thing, and we encourage everybody to get out and to exercise their American right to vote tomorrow. And if you have any questions, please feel free to visit the website, or you can reach out to me at 918-338-4116 or to the city manager's office, which I'm sure he's always looking forward to talk to somebody. 918-338-4282. Or if you want to just wish Amity a happy birthday, you can call the radio station. I'm sure John can or Tom can give a number to reach out to do that.
Yeah. So. 40. It's toll-free, 1-800-749-5936.
And make sure to mention that you wanted to wish Amity a happy 40th birthday.
Yes, indeed.
So,
Terry, we are so dead.
Yeah, we've probably ridden that horse into the ground. I'm going to sneak out the back door when we're done here, Tom. You're going to have to stay with us.
That's right. Where's the fire exit, by the way?
That window right there.
So, Terry, thank you. This is this has certainly been the longest election preparation we've ever been involved in. We started it early with the intent of taking lots of input and preparing, and then that was extended even well beyond that, of course, because the election was the date of the election was changed at the request of the state of Oklahoma. So we appreciate everybody's patience as we've talked about this. It feels like quite some time. It doesn't feel like quite some time. We've been talking about this for a while. I think that this election kind of had the theme that emerged as the council and the staff and the citizen committees as we worked through this. It really kind of took on we need to take care of what we have. So most of our park projects, you'll notice, are of a general infrastructure type. So we're doing streets and parking lots in our parks. Of course, we do have our streets projects. Most of all of these projects are either replacing or updating something that's existing right now. So. Of course, that's the vast majority of the way that the money in the city is spent. We have lots of infrastructure. We have great community. But it does take a continued investment in order to ensure that all of these all these amenities that we have in our community are in good shape. So I appreciate your work on this, and of course, you were not alone. There was a lot of people involved in this, all the way from staff to committees to council, and now ultimately the citizens who get to decide whether this is the way they want our community to proceed. Now, one of the people that was heavily involved in this from the very beginning is sitting here with us, Micah Seemers, and he is the one that gets to oversee the majority of these funds, assuming that it's passed by the citizens. And of course, as we've mentioned, these are not new, and these are extensions of existing programs. And so Micah has an update on where we are with the projects that have been previously elected by the citizens. Now, I should also mention, and they'll tell you when you go into the election board, there's 5 questions. There's only 3 of them on the front of the ballot. Yeah, so make sure you turn it over and check the back as well.
Thank you. I would have been kind of...
For me, there was 2 ballots. There was a sheriff's ballot and there was a city ballot. I went and voted in person last week at the courthouse, so in-person absentee. So, Micah, if you can kind of talk about where we are with the projects that have been previously approved.
Okay, yeah. I figured I'd go through our current projects right now. We say that's the ones that are really under construction right now. We just recently have completed a couple that we'll talk about as well. But so right now, you guys, we're over there by Kane Elementary School. We've got the 13th Street Concrete Rehab Project. This was a 2018C issuance of the 2018 GO bond. That's about 95% complete. Their goal is to try to get that wrapped up before school started, and they just almost hit that mark. But really, they've done everything that's really around the school, right. So have gotten out of that way. Right. So I think they actually did their last pour last week on that. So we've got to do some final walkthrough and just make sure everything looks all right. But so we got that one going. We've got the Cut of Hay Rehab that's actually getting ready to start. It should probably start sometime towards the end of next month. This is another concrete panel rehab project. This was a 2019A issuance of the GO bond. So when we say that, you know, as Terry had gone through all these projects for GO bonds, we don't issue that all at once.
Exactly.
And so the funds become available as we issue different tranches of those bonds. And so when I say that, these are all part of that 2018C or 2018 GO bond that we're working on. They're just various different tranches that we sold in there. So that's how we
in fact, we haven't issued all of those yet. We expect to issue the remainder in the fall of this year.
That's correct. And sounds like we'll probably couple that with, assuming anything happens well tomorrow, kind of couple those together. So we've got the downtown streets project. It's probably the biggest one people have noticed. If you're in the downtown area, it's hard not to notice. It's a massive project for us. I mean, this is a really big project for us. So we're basically milling and overlaying everything in the downtown central business district. So they're between Hensley and Adams and Cherokee and really Jennings. I said Keeler originally, but we did include a portion of Jennings there by the post office. And so anyway, this is, again, this is actually funds from 2018A issuance and the 2018C issuance. The 2018C is the landscaping portion of that.
Right.
So Terry had mentioned, you know, doing a future phase, possibly, of downtown landscaping. This is the second phase. The first phase is on 2nd Street and Dewey. And so this phase is actually along Frank Phillips, really there from Cherokee to Keeler, that we'll upgrade that landscaping in downtown. So, again, big project under construction now. We've done not quite half of the pavement work. We've done all the ADA ramps and things of that nature. Have got most of those completed. We're also replacing some curb that's broken up as part of that. The landscaping portion has not started yet. We'll probably start that in the next month, I would anticipate, to try to get that wrapped up as well. So I'm saying we're about 40% complete with the project. When you factor in the landscaping portion of it, we're probably about halfway done with the paving. So good-looking project. We just got some stuff striped on it. Looks a lot nicer once you get the striping going. But it's going to be a great improvement for downtown. So then we've got the Jennings, Nova, and Williamsburg asphalt project. Again, you had mentioned that Nova is going to be shut down for this week, really. That's the first portion of those 3 streets. And this is actually funded through half-cent sales tax. We have the preventative maintenance street projects, which Terry had mentioned again that we would include in this next round if it goes through. And so this is a similar deal. This is just the 2019 or fiscal year 1920 preventative maintenance street projects that we're down just finally getting the construction on these. Had to go through the design process and whatnot. But that really starts today on Nova. Once they wrap up with Nova, I'm not sure if they'll go to Jennings next or Williamsburg. I anticipate probably Williamsburg
Jennings has some issues with some overhanging trees that we got to work out. You got dump trucks that are going to have their beds lifted, right. And you got a tall milling machine, and so we got to work with
a little bit of a challenge.
Got to trim some trees through there on that. But again, the project as a whole starts today on Nova, and that's a half-cent sales tax project. We've got Price Fields Phase 3 still currently under construction. Right. That should wrap up hopefully by the end of October. You know, with all the rain we had early this spring, it slowed them down a little bit. Really, I got to looking back at their original schedule versus what they have now, and they're really just about 2 to 3 weeks behind is all, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think the way they've gotten there is not quite how they expected, though. They had to do some items of work a little bit quicker than they would have liked before the dirt work was complete. But anyway, we're rolling with that project. That's a 2018A issuance of the 2018 GO bonds. So that was one of the first projects slated for that. And it's about 75% complete. Again, we should be done by the end of October. It's starting to really shape up and start looking like a ball field, not just a pile of dirt.
So,
We're getting there. And that project, that includes, really, it's a new quadrant of fields, future five fields. We're doing four of the fields now, right there in what everybody really considered that main quad of fields there at the ball field. So this would have been your, where they played the 12U and the 10U type fields, had a concession stand in the middle. So it's going to be two new concession stands with restroom facilities, four new fields, larger fields, 300-foot fences on those fields, additional parking. What else? I mean, it'll be irrigated, new lighting, things of that nature. So the lights that we salvaged from the previous fields will be used as part of that project that Terry had mentioned on the lighting at Robinwood Field. So for the soccer fields there, so we're going to try to repurpose those lights, which will be a good deal as well. So we've also got the solar lights at Lee Lake. That's another GO bond project. That was in the 2018A issuance of that as well. It's about 95% complete. Really, we just got to do a final walkthrough on that as well. But essentially there's, I forget how many we had, I think 25 lights around the lake that we've installed on the trail that circles around Lee Lake, and got a local contractor doing that work. And it's about 95% complete as well. And then the other one you'll probably see around town is over there by on Highway 75 by Turkey Creek, there by Eastland Shopping Center, around A&W, Long John Silver's. This is extending the trail, the Pathfinder Parkway, from what used to be a trailhead there when Atwoods was there in that parking lot.
Right. It's kind of been cut off since.
It's been cut off with Chick-fil-A. But we've done a new parking lot there on the west side, just south of the creek. And that trail is now going to connect all the way from there to where Will Rogers Elementary School was there on Frank Phillips. And so this is really kind of the last major gap, I guess we'd say, just really connect the east side to the west side as far as Pathfinder. So anyway, that's a good project as well. That's probably about, I'm going to say 30% complete on that. They've completed the parking lot, just lack striping, and we're working our way east and through that section to Eastland property. So
it'll be pretty awesome once it's done. Then we truly will have connected our major parks to each other.
And so that's a half-cent sales tax project. We have another series of projects that are in design. We've got the Johnstone Park splash pad under design. It's another GO bond project. Candle Court Drainage, that should go out to bid here in the next month. This is over in Colonial Estates. We've got a large underground system that's had some corrosion issues.
Yeah.
Some sinkholes in backyards.
If it's going through your backyard, that's an important project.
That's an important project, right? Hillcrest Drive, that's the big one that's really coming out. That's a half-cent sales tax project as well.
That one is a huge project.
And we're going to bid that hopefully here in September as well.
That one's been planned and designed and redesigned a few times.
It has. It has. We're designed. It's final. I think Terry got through his review on it. I got to wrap mine up, and we'll get that out for bids here in the next couple of weeks. So, anyway, that's what we've got going on as far as current projects.
So those are all of those projects, Mike, are related to the previous GO bonds, the previous CIP sales tax. The CIP sales tax that we had before was a seven-year term. So some of these projects, if it feels like we've been talking about them forever, we have.
We have.
We have. That was a very long extension on that CIP. Mm. We've moved that back to 5 years, which is more what we had done traditionally. The GO bond, this is pretty much the norm. We've usually got about a three to four year term on there. And this one, I think we were able to wrap up this will actually be just about three issuances. In fact, we'll have it wrapped up. So a lot of great projects have been completed and a lot of great projects on the ballot for tomorrow. So one more time, I want to encourage everybody to get out and vote and execute your constitutional right and some would say obligation. To vote in your local elections.
Very good. Gentlemen, thank you. We'll talk to you next time.